I know that Instagram.
Willie, is this working now?
Yeah. No more interruptions.
This mic.
Yeah. Can you hear?
We don't know. We're gonna keep going.
Okay. That's okay. Okay.
Yes. First of all, I'm Charles, the executive director at Common Power. Biggest fan. I'm the biggest fan of Common Power.
You can tell because he's got the merch on.
Like constantly. Yeah. I'm constantly repping the brand all day long. You don't know this on my chest under this tattooed is like it's like a big huge ass Tupac Common Power. I might have shared too much.
Yeah, it's okay. You can get all the hat, the sweater, you can get the pillow online. We do sell these. Yeah.
Are you selling merch?
I'll hold it up during the session.
That's kind of weird, but that's cool. Go ahead.
I'll hold it down here.
Okay. Field work is where I started. It is so crucial to what we're doing this year in 2024. And now you've evolved it beyond just teams traveling. So first, a little bit about yourself, and then tell us what squads it is.
Okay. I'm Jessica. I work in the fieldwork department, and I started with Common Power.
Who do you work with?
Who do I work with? Yes, my lovely, lovely colleagues. We've got Ben Trong, who basically does all the strategies for our department. Puya Suri, who does all the teams and the traveling. And MJ, who runs a lot of our Washington work and our core local efforts. And so that's the team.
Shout out to them.
Hope you guys are tuning in.
They're not watching.
They're not. They're like, this is my Friday. This is my off day. We're not here.
They're not watching.
But that is the core four. And we all have our own lanes. And it's really great to work with them. They're the best.
Yeah.
We have a great time when we travel together.
Yes.
We have a lot of fun. But yeah, I work in the fieldwork department. I primarily do a lot of our remote work. So that is our community phone bank sessions. It's our squads program, of course. And, you know, I'm also on the ground a lot.
Yes, you are.
So, yeah. And I started a couple years ago during quarantine, during COVID. That was a good year to get started.
Action Academy, you were part of the second cohort?
I was the second cohort.
Okay. All right. But you started as a contractor. And you were helping to lead Team Texas then?
Yeah. I was a crew lead the first year. And then I came back again to do it again.
Okay.
I did a crew lead twice. And then I helped lead Team Texas in the midterms for 2022.
Right.
And that was a whole year. That was a long cycle. And then I started full-time at Common Power after I graduated last year.
Okay. So you went through Action Academy, you were a crew lead, you went back through Action Academy to help lead other students through Action Academy. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Action Academy.
Yes.
10-week summer program that pays $1,000 to learn about the history of voting rights in America. That I think applications closed for that. But if you message...
DM us right now.
If you message us right now, we might reopen it for you. All right. But you came through that program.
I did, yeah.
That's what activated you to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
You did a bunch of remote work during the pandemic, helped to lead there, and then became a part of field work. And once the pandemic ended, you started traveling with us, knocking on doors, all that.
Yeah.
And then... now you're on full time and you're leading a remote work.
Yeah.
So the remote work is what is all in remote work?
It's phone banks, it's text banks, it's postcarding. So it's all
letter writing.
Can't forget that. It's leading those sessions, doing the trainings that are online also for our volunteers who are coming through field work. Anything remote to get engaged politically, that's what I do.
Okay.
In there.
All right. So squads is an evolution.
It is.
It's a lot of doing the remote work stuff, but it's not just doing it by yourself.
No.
A lot of people tend to, and this is learned from the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
back when all we could do was do work from home by ourselves. And we're all on our laptops and, you know, with our cell phones or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing phone banking and text banking. Or if we were postcarding or something or letter writing, we were dropping it off outside someone's door with our masks on and everything and just trying to be super clean. But this is now, you're saying, We want you to come together with people that you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the first edition of Squads actually did come out of 2020. It was led by Vanna.
Shout out to Vanna.
Yeah, but it did come out of quarantine. So I think a lot of us were feeling like, okay, we do want to do a lot of work. Yeah. We have a lot of these opportunities, but you know, I don't want to go in a big room. I don't want to go travel right now because it's COVID. Mm-hmm. And so how can I really activate the people who are in my bubble right now? You know, people who I'm rooming with, you know, who people are in quarantine with, how can we do this work together? How can we make it fun? Because we're all stuck here together.
Yeah.
We're all in this bubble all together. And so we have all these opportunities. So why not do it together as a community? And that's really, I think, the birth of Squads, I want to say.
Yeah, it
and
was.
And we brought it back.
It was, year. Yeah. That was when Wole and I were leading the, at the time, it was the millennial community. That was back when millennials were the young people.
Okay.
So a moment of silence.
The fallen.
For that time. When we were the young ones, Wole.
Yeah, ancient now.
Super old now. So, according to y'all. But there was also this understanding that as people look to mobilize over Zoom, that there was a cap on how much organic conversation. This is some of the thought behind it. Mm-hmm. There's a cap on how much organic conversation you could have. And when you have like 20 people on, everyone can't talk at the same time. But if you have like 4 or 5 people on, you can have a back and forth organic conversation.
I think that's for any friend group. Okay. I'm sorry, if you're in a friend group and your friend group is 20 people, there is no way that all of you guys are close to each other.
Okay.
So it's like a friend group, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So you can have a small conversation organically at a table at a restaurant or whatever with a handful of people at most.
Yeah.
And that's what this is based around, is a really close group of people who can get to come together organically, have fun, have a conversation, and also do work.
Yeah. And it makes it easy too, because it's like, I've come home from a post-cutting party and I did not finish my stack. I'll be honest. I'm a really slow writer. Mm. And so I'll come home and I have like a stack of 50. And I was like, man, I didn't finish this. I'll like throw my stack to my roommate who's sitting on the couch. I'm like, hey, can you fill this out with me right now? I'll put on The Bachelor and we'll fill this out. I'll do these postcards and it gets done in like an hour.
Okay.
So it's still quick and easy.
So what you're talking about is like an organic squad that you have created at home before.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went and you found somebody who was already in your circle, your organic circle, and then you threw something at them. So first step is to throw it. No,
physically.
That's not okay.
Like, I gotta throw it at them.
Okay,
can't escape me.
But you brought them in,
and
they're doing it because they're connected to you and maybe not so passionate about the work.
Yeah.
So that's one benefit of this, is you may get people to join this process who may not be fully knowledgeable or in love with the work, but are down for you.
Yeah. And I think that's the point where I think people think engaging in politics and democracy work is a lot harder than it actually is. And so that's why they don't want to participate, because on one hand, there are so many opportunities out there. Like, where do I start? How do I begin? Like, where do I even find postcards? And then the other side is that, like, oh my God, like, if I want to participate, do I have to go travel? Do I have to go across the country and knock on all these doors? Mm-hmm. When really that's not it at all. You can participate in small, easy actions. You can write a couple postcards with your friends. And that is taking a step. That's something you did today that you didn't do yesterday. And you're reaching a voter. You are talking to a voter. And it's just as impactful. Yeah.
Okay. So benefit number one, benefit number one of this is that with squads, we think that this is how you reach those people in your community who would otherwise be really tough to reach.
Yeah.
This is the way you get people to be involved in this work who are reluctant to dive in deep and commit to something. Maybe they maybe they care less than you, or maybe they have less time or something. Okay.
I think a lot of people are watching the news right now, and there's just a lot of fatigue going on, you know?
All right.
Yeah, people care.
Okay, so this is an easy entry level.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's one piece.
Yeah.
All right, so then you said that you turned on, what was it, The Bachelor?
The Bachelor. If you guys watched this season, it was really good.
Why was it good? Why was this a good season of The Bachelor?
So much drama. The Bachelor was amazing. He was just so emotionally intelligent.
He was?
He was.
What was his name?
Joey.
Shout out to Joey. Shout out to Joey for your high emotional intelligence. I don't know anything about this show. I don't watch these kind of
shows. It was the highest viewership in a long time. It was a great season.
But I am into people with high emotional intelligence.
I want to shout out Janine. I'm sure, because Willow in the background is saying, Janine Shafi quote, I can attest that I have helped with postcarding. Janine is my best friend.
Okay.
And I have made her sit down and do postcards with me.
Is this her? Is this the person?
Is this the person?
The
Janine?
One?
Yes.
Is she the one who gets who watched The Bachelor with you?
Maybe not The Bachelor. I might have made her watch. I make her watch a lot of things.
Okay. All right. All right. So
different one. She was a roommate.
Okay, so Janine's been a part of your organic squad.
Yeah.
So you've like beta tested this with somebody before. But so you put on The Bachelor though. And so that was, you brought in somebody who was in your organic circle and then you did something fun with them while you did this work.
Yeah.
So is that a part of the squad's formula?
That's then? Exactly it. The whole point is to not make the work feel like work or like a chore. It's fun. It's something you want to do. It's a reason for you and your friends to get together. And also bring them into the community that you're a part of. I mean, I know lots of friends who all know that I'm part of Common Power and they're like, what is that? Like, you know, like, I mean, I wouldn't approach, you know, by myself, but I would join if you were there, Jessica, like I would go to a meeting if you also attended with me. And so I think that's true for so many of our volunteers in our system. We're like, they're part of our really great community. They're part of us, you know, and they go on trips and they can't really explain the spirit that they experience on the ground unless they bring someone with them and experience it firsthand. So
this is taking a little piece of CP and bringing it to them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put on some cool, like fun entertainment, but you also could like change the setting. You could do this like in a park. We're getting into springtime and summertime. Weather's turning here in Washington State and Seattle. And you could do this by the water. You could bring a bunch of postcards out there. You could
That's lovely.
Do some film painting. Our office now, we just moved downtown. We are 2 blocks up from the waterfront. So you could, Janine could come here.
Yeah, you can fly in, Janine, and
she's not in Seattle?
Not anymore. But she can fly in, and we can have a really nice picnic and write some postcards.
Okay, Janine can fly in. Why would you leave Seattle anyways?
She's got a job.
Oh, hang on. Janine, go for the job. You went for that's important. Great reason. But yes, come back and visit and go and do this work that tends to be hard someplace fun. All right. Okay, so that's another piece. I just want to – these are these aspects of squads that are entirely different from – the rest of field work and are these standout benefits.
Yeah. And I think I've explained this a lot, but you know, the where squads lives in our program, it's right in between our remote work and our travel work, because on one hand you have remote work, super accessible. You can do it all year round, but you do it by yourself. And it's, you know, there's no sense of like community. There's no sense like, I want to share, you know, what conversation I had yesterday with someone else. And you don't really have that in remote work. And then the other hand, you have teams and you have travel and you have these really intense bonding experiences for one weekend, and you're going out and you're traveling across the country, but it is just for one weekend.
Yeah.
And then you go back home and you're like, oh man, that was really great. But you know, now I'm back home. So what do I do? Well, you know, with that feeling of community that I experienced. And so squads kind of lives right in the middle, where you have this really flexible, autonomous program where you can plug into the work anytime that you're available, and then also feel that sense of community because you're doing it with your friends, you're doing it with your people. So you really get a sense of that spirit and connection that you do experience when you're on the trip and on the ground.
Okay, so you mentioned another piece here, which is that our trips are these spikes.
They are, yeah.
So these spikes in extreme like interaction and work, and you're in a place that you've never been before, maybe, or you're at least with people you've never traveled with, and you're on the ground where these huge elections are happening, and there are these spikes, and there's this downturn. What you're talking about is that one of the benefits of squads is that it's this ongoing thing.
Yeah,
it is you're weaving the work into your life. And you're making it so it's sustainable and you can do it across like a long period of time. So that's the third benefit then, is that there's not a spike and there's not an up and down. It's just kind of this like even kind of, what is it? It's your coasting? What are you doing? You're
just there.
Surfing? Are you surfing? You're a California person, right?
I've never surfed in my life.
Okay. Just so you know, we all think California people are.
I know what you guys think of California.
We do. Okay, so it's just.
I like coasting. Coasting
was good. Okay. So it's just sustainable coasting. This is a screenshot, by the way, for this entire when we're doing coasting. This thing.
Someone screenshot this right now. No joke. Take a screenshot. I'll pause.
But that's another benefit of this is that you are coasting along with people. It feels more sustainable. It feels like it's more of a regular part of your life. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like this ginormous thing that you're having to jump into. And for Common Power, one of the things we look to do is to create ways to sustain this work, because so many people burn out.
Yeah.
We are, you know, it is since 2016, this is, you know, this is some people's entire adult lives. Okay.
Yeah.
They've experienced what happened in 2016, and it's tough to sustain this. It's tough to keep caring, and it's definitely hard to keep working.
Yeah.
So this is a way to sustain your work.
It's good. You mentioned 2016. I was 15 in 2016. That's crazy.
You were 15?
I know. I was a baby. And I'm still here.
I just want to mark this moment in the broadcast, the second moment where I was like, yes, I'm definitely old.
You're definitely old.
Yeah. That's good. That's
decades
good.
Decades old.
That's good. It keeps me humble. It keeps me humble. It's good.
It's hard.
So, but sustaining the work, that's a good part of it.
No. Yeah, that's exactly it. Because there are so many people, I think, who want to get involved, but they have full-time lives. Like, they have careers. They are parents. They are teachers. Shout out to the teachers who come on the trips. I don't even know. You know, when you have time in your schedule to do that, to educate everyone and then also come on these trips and go door knocking. So that's really awesome. But, you know, not everyone has those same opportunities. And I think we always say, like, volunteering is a privilege.
Yeah,
it really is, especially to go travel with us. It is a privilege. And so having this program where, you know, it doesn't feel as much as a burden, you know, you can make time on your own schedule, or you cannot, you know, it's completely opt-in, it's opt-out. If you're available this week, yes, let's go ahead. Let's do a post-carny party, but I'm not available next week. Okay. There's no requirements. There was no commitment there. It's okay. Me and my friends, you know, we'll hang out the next month. Like, it's low commitment like that. And so that's the really key part of it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's the, your natural circle, your friends and your family, bringing them into this work. This is probably an easier way to do that. There's the fun that you can have, the enjoyment, the space where you do the work in, the things that you do while you do the work. That's another feature. Another one is, this is how you sustain in the work.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all these pieces that are about how we feel doing the work, about our energy level, our happiness, all of that. That is, like, these are great features. Then there are these other ones that are ways that squads bring you closer to Common Power, maybe that are unique to Common Power. So one of those is that out of the gate, you will offer up, and this is you doing this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You will offer up curated work.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So, like, functionally, how do squads work?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the structure is actually really easy, which is good. It's not complicated at all. Basically, what happens is that if you're interested in squads and you sign up, you are essentially subscribed to our squad's newsletter, and it basically feeds you bite-sized actions. So small, easy action opportunities that you can do every 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, it'll also have a political focus. So we're not just feeding you any random opportunities. We actually curate them for you, so then you don't feel overwhelmed by how many options, how many issues there are going on right now. We'll tell you what our priorities are. And a lot of times it does match up with what we're doing on the ground. Cause, you know, when we travel, it's for a certain election that we want to win. You know, we want to influence this critical election that's going to change the overall map. And so we'll make sure that our opportunities that we offer in squads are curated, so that you can know if you do choose to opt in and participate, you're going to be making the most difference at that given time.
Yeah. So it's going to complement our efforts on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be with one of our partner organizations somewhere around the country. That's a huge piece. Like, that alone, I think there's some people who will join this because they believe in our assessment of the national political landscape. Some people just come here for, like, you know, they want to see what David thinks. So that now, Puya is going to do a presentation here soon. I forget, sometime
he's coming on the podcast
this month. Yeah, right now. He's not coming on. But he's going to do a presentation here soon about what he thinks about the national political landscape. And he, you know, people come to CP to see what we think about politics.
Yeah.
About politics nationally. I think a lot of organizations focus on a state or local stuff, and our focus is national and what we prioritize and what we don't, you know.
Yeah.
The US House, the US Senate, the presidential. We just decided to emphasize California more and do a little less in Georgia, maybe.
Shout out California.
You know, Portland, Oregon, or, you know, these are now places where, like, these are our assessment of those races. The news in New Jersey, where Andy Kim was in this huge primary battle, and then all of a sudden he wasn't, like, that. our assessment of the national political landscape changes on a regular basis. And that goes into the offerings that you serve up. And I think people will come here just for that. Some people will join squads just for that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think it's because a lot of times, even I experience a lot of political fatigue.
Yeah.
It's very real. I turn on CNN, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you turn on for a little bit.
I'm like, okay, bye.
You just like,
that was exciting.
You like take a look and you're like, no, okay, that's good. That's enough.
I don't want to hear. Yeah. And so that's the great part about it. It's like, you don't have to even think about, you know, deciding where should I participate? Where should I put my efforts in? Like, we'll decide for you. And you can take it as far as you want. And then the other half is it's not just that we are giving you this opportunity. I think squads has a really great potential to evolve and also, you know, get engaged locally with your people. Because if you are already taking, you know, you're getting the habit of taking action, getting the habit of getting your people together, I can definitely see like some squads, like, you know, sky's the limit. They start getting engaged locally. They do their local politics. Obviously, we can't be there locally everywhere,
right.
But squads can be squads because they operate in their own communities. They're operating all across the country where we can't be. I can totally see it being something like, hey, I'm going to get involved in the city council election. Absolutely. They should do that too. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the other piece of this is that eventually we think, and we're going to guide people along with this, but they should then bring in their local issues.
Yeah.
As well.
So yeah.
We will give them the national landscape.
Yeah.
And then they will start to bring in some of the local pieces because they know they're.
Yeah. Local. Because they live in those areas and that's we right. don't, we can't be everywhere all at once. We can set a national, you know, priority. For all our volunteers who are operating in, you know, Alabama or Montana or California, but they know their communities best and they know like what impact that they can make with their people.
So, I love that. I love that. Okay. We're getting some direction
questions.
Here.
Script chat.
What is squads?
Oh, did we not go over that? That's not good.
Maybe we didn't say it. Maybe we didn't say it in a sentence.
Squads is a fieldwork program. It just launched last week, and it's an autonomous field program where people can invite their own friends and their family into the work. I know that sounds vague, but that is what it is. It's basically a loose structure. No, it's not loose. It is a structure for you to get involved, and you get fed opportunities, and you can take it as far as you want to. It's really about organizing the people in your own lives to get involved with Common Power, not just Common Power, but politically get involved, not waiting till November, getting engaged now, and, you know, getting in the habit of taking action.
Yeah.
So that is what squads is.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Well done. Look at that. Delivered in a sentence.
Okay.
Why is squads?
This why
sounds
squads?
Like a, this sounds like a Drax question. This sounds.
Why? I feel like we listed out the why squads.
Yeah.
We were hitting points. What did we say?
Let's script people. What do you mean why?
Why squads?
Because you love the people that you are around and you want to do good work with them.
Care about your community.
Go ahead. We can edit this out later. We're not editing this out.
Why this program? Why now this year?
Yes.
Not like why you would do it. I mean, you can talk about that too.
Okay. This is Kylie. Kylie, can you say hi to everybody?
Hi everyone.
Okay. See her. She's back. Thank you for the direction. All right. These are a good comms people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, why for sure? Because of the election.
Why this year? I think everyone has heard why this year.
Yes.
We know why this year.
I think that the other piece is that this is, we talked about this being something that will help sustain the work. So we want to be active in 2024, but we want to be active in 2025 and in 2026, 2028, beyond. Like, we want this kind of civic work to continue. And so what we don't need is more reasons to be afraid and more reasons to be worried about our democracy. What we need are more positive reasons for us to come together and do the work. And community and family and friends are the things that we lean into at Common Power. Squads is emblematic of that. And it's our values kind of in a package that you can take and take for yourself and the people that you love. And it's the way that we hope that you sustain this work when we have programming, when we don't.
Yeah. And I think we always say it is an easy way to participate, but also not that it's easy. Like, you are taking actions and they may seem small, but they really actually add up. I know last week we had three different squads meet up in the same week, three different squads around Seattle, and they all happened to have their postcarding parties on the same week. And so I was looking on the back end and I was like, wow, how did we send like almost 1,000 postcards within like a couple of days? It's because all these different people are all plugging in at the same time. And so
when you think about it, like long term, when you have all these people doing small actions, you know, every week or every month, they all really do add up, and you end up reaching like literally almost like thousands and thousands of voters. And even if it feels small to you, it's not small because everyone else is also doing the same thing. And so it's great. Yeah, it adds up.
I love that. Yeah. Okay. All right. How are we doing?
Yeah. What else in the script?
What
does it look like?
Okay. This is good. This is good. So let's do it. Oh, wait.
Oh, we're getting approached.
Wole's there.
It feels intimidating.
Kylie's there.
Oh, they gave us a thumbs up.
We got a couple questions if you want me to ask you guys right now.
Oh,
so Larcy asked, what if I don't have a squad? What can I do to get matched?
That is something that's coming later. We talked about this before. It is a lot to match people. So Larcy knows some behind the scenes thing. So she may be spoiling something.
Yeah, I was like, that's a good question. You know, yeah, because we always want you to invite the people in. You know, we're not here to, you know, mix and match people. We're not playing The Bachelor. You're not trying to match people who are going to vibe well together. That'd be really hard for us to do.
Very smooth.
But there's also, I mean, I know people who, it's not necessarily their best friends in the world, but, you know, I had one squad who were like, yeah, I just shared it out with my church. I shared out the people I go see every Sunday or whatever, weekly, however they meet up. And I shared with them the program and they're like, yeah, I'm interested. You know, some of them, they're just like chilling with the newsletter. They're just looking at the opportunities. That's cool too. And then some of them will take that further and be like, no, I actually want to do this with you. And yeah, like, hey, I see you once a week. Let's plan something together. So I don't think it has to be like your best friends in the world are all like clutching an arm and we're doing this all together. It can be your neighbors, it could be people in your other civic circles. I know a lot of our people here, they are definitely not engaged with just us.
Right. That's right.
They're engaged with so many different groups, and there's no reason why those groups can't also be participating in this. So,
and I think the other thing that I'll say is that on that front of us matching you up or us facilitating you matching yourselves, we have talked about doing that on Slack. So as a preview to something that's coming, and I'm looking at Kylie here, we have talked about people finding each other on our Slack community. And that's a shout out to our new online community that we've recently launched in the past month or so. But we have a Slack community where all of our folks who are traveling or not doing remote work or whatever they're doing are coming together on Slack, and they are talking to each other about the work that they're doing. Eventually they will begin to match up on that platform and form their own squads. So more on that intentionally later, Larcy, later.
There's so many people who became like best friends after trips too.
Yes.
Like I know, like I think that's the original idea of squads. I think the OG squad came out of Team Florida. Because that team, you know, that kind of like disbanded after their trip, but they were really tight knit, and we're like, we want to continue doing action, and we're not going to wait for another team travel trip to Florida. And so they kept in touch, and I'm pretty sure they're called the Changemakers. So shout out to them. That's actually the OG squad.
Yeah.
And they just kept in touch after a trip, and they're like, yeah, let's just keep plugged in. Let's stay engaged. And that's how it came organically. So
yeah. Shout out to the Changemakers. Shout out to Team Wisconsin that is still going strong. And then shout out to, to P4.
You know who you are.
Shout out to P4, who is like the original squad.
The OG squad.
Yeah. The pre-CP squad.
Oh.
Okay. What do we got, Willa? One more.
Yeah.
We got another question from Changemaker 614.
What?
Is there an acronym that could be created for squads?
It's squads.
See, what does it mean? We don't know yet.
Oh.
Yes, there is. And we'll come up with one. Yeah. That's a challenge.
Okay. Next podcast, we'll reveal that.
Not right this second.
No, we're not creative enough at that.
We are. But
actually, no, we already have it. We just don't want to spoil it. Sorry,
we need something for the next, you know, some other content for the next one.
Have it all here,
okay? And then we got another one from Common Power of Future. Can I do squads on my college campus?
Yes, sorry, that was really aggressive. Wow. Yeah, you can. I know,
yes, now you must.
Yes,
you must. Common Power of Future, you better. Common Power of Future, what?
Yeah, don't even ask, do it.
So how would they do that? Okay, so you would like you would post on. Okay, now I'm gonna make some. You'd post on your college bulletin board.
Yes, that's okay. The dorm room bulletin boards.
Yes, they still have that. I just threw that out there.
Yeah, people
I didn't
still
know.
Use pen and paper.
Physical paper.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, I checked that. Physical pen and paper on a bulletin board. Cork. Cork board.
Cork board. It's very important.
Join my squad.
That's it.
Join my squad. Okay. And then you'd go and meet in the library.
Yeah.
Or the cafeteria.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the quad.
Squads in the quad?
Huh?
Oh, I like
right? That. Right. And you would start by bringing together just a few people, but then you would meet other people who want to form their own squads.
Yeah. And they'll be curious. They'll be nosy. I always look at other groups, what they're going through in the library.
And then you would have squads.
Yeah. We have squads, plural squads. In the quad.
And then you would bring up Jessica's newsletter, which is basically the weekly, biweekly guide that would show, here's the work we're doing. Here are your options.
Here's phone a funny bank. Video, you know. You're
wait, the options inspired. Are like, there's like a phone bank, a text bank, yes, a yes. postcard.
Yes.
So like a number of options.
Yeah. So each one, so it'll be like phone bank, and there'll be three of the most relevant phone banks that you can do to, you know, help with the political focus of the week, and then text bank opportunities, and then postcard campaigns.
That you okay. can look into. All right. So there's like a handful of different options that I'll lean towards. One place where we're traveling or something, or mm-hmm. election that we're focused on. And then under that, you get to this really fast because this is your favorite part of the newsletter.
It's my favorite part. It's the funny video. Yeah. I just think people need to enjoy the work. And so I like to put in a funny video. SNL is one of my favorites. And just a little bit of inspiration. If people are like, why Philadelphia? There's this really funny video about Philadelphia that SNL put on 7 years ago. And that's why.
All right.
It's not important. It's just a little funny.
No, it is important. It's like the whole vibe of the squad. Yeah. Like you got to be having fun.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's all in the newsletter that you send out regularly.
And then there's the activity log at the very bottom and a place to drop your pictures because we always want to see what people are doing.
Okay, wait. So the activity log.
Activity log, yes.
What do you put in there?
Activity log is where you record your work. And so that's something we encourage all of our volunteers to do regardless. But we do know that you guys are doing really great work and we want to capture that data because we want to know like, hey, how many postcards did we Common Power send in a whole year? And it could be up in like the millions and we would never know unless you guys recorded it. So that is why it's really important. We always encourage you guys to fill out that activity log or anything, not just squads.
And it's also good for a squad or any group to acknowledge the work that they're doing and mm-hmm. celebrate that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last part is super important. Yes. And this is
it's the shared photo album for squads.
Okay.
Because we want to see what everyone's doing. Everyone is meeting up with their people. I don't get to see any of their faces because you guys as squad leads are recruiting them. So I'd love to see people's faces and we always encourage people to take pictures. And that's part of the CP spirit that we always do.
We always take pictures
on any trip. Are we gonna take a selfie?
We're
gonna get the camera crew also in the background.
Here we
go.
That's
Willow.
Take a picture.
That's exactly how it works.
And then show you, and then upload this to
the shared photo album. There's a link in the newsletter.
Okay, in every newsletter. So that's kind of like how you complete the squad action every week.
Yeah.
All right, for starters. Okay, mm-hmm. that's cool. Good.
And the most important question, where do people go to sign up? The website. Oh my God, guys. Yes. If you didn't get anything at all, please look at the website underneath the volunteer tab. There's a squad section. And if you didn't listen to any of this content or didn't go to info session,
shame on you. No. Oh, no. It's fine.
Also, shame on you.
Okay.
It's both. It's acceptable. But we have the program there and the place where you can sign up and actually participate in squads.
Okay.
And so if you want access to that super cool newsletter, you have to sign up.
Wait, is it on the homepage?
That's a great question.
Is it on the homepage, Willow?
There should be a banner that shows squads on the homepage. There's also under volunteer on our website will be
yes.
Okay. Page. It's both. Okay. It's both. So right now it's on the homepage.
Yeah. Let's look at that.
Look at that. That's beautiful. Shout out to Willow for designing that.
Yeah. Shout out to marketing.
Solid. This is where, and the button's right there. Boom. You hit that.
So easy.
I'm going to hit it. Where does it go? It's not
imagine
great.
It didn't take you anywhere.
Right. Turns out it's broken. It goes to Willow's Instagram, her personal Instagram.
No, it goes straight to the sign up link.
So. Look at that. That's great. Okay. Cool. That's how you sign up. Everybody sign up right now.
Yeah, right now. It's so easy. The buttons are so big. You can't miss it.
Look at that.
Even if you're, you know, eyesight's impaired like mine.
When is your, on here, so steps on here is like, So there's a assemble your squad and all that, get to work. But then there's a
attend an info session. Yeah.
When is that?
That's next Wednesday. And next Wednesday after that, the next two Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. We'll kind of cover what we covered, but if you weren't listening, yet again, shame on you, but also attend next week's session.
if you aren't listening now, shame on you. And also you're not going to hear this, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
But the next two Wednesdays, info session, bring your people who are interested.
Yeah.
Anyone skeptical, anybody who needs to hear it for themselves, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it then. You'll be there.
I'll be there. Sonia will be there. Shout out. Wait, actually the biggest shout out. I don't know why I didn't say this in the beginning. We're shouting out too many people.
That's right.
But this is the most important shout out is to Nathania, who is our squad's coordinator and has been truly facilitating, supporting this entire program. So if you're on here, just shout out to you.
Thank you, Nathania, for your work.
Yes. What is an info session? It is an informative session. That is the
information session.
Information session, just abbreviated, like the Gen Z like to do. But it's a time where, you know, you come in virtually on Zoom and you can hear about the program. It won't be as fun as this, but next Wednesday at 5 p.m. and the following Wednesday after that. But yeah, we'll go through the program, what it looks like, what it's all about, and where you can sign up, and just a couple other opportunities and resources. So it's a great place for you to send your people. If you have friends who are skeptical and they're like, this is a fake program, it's not, it's real. There's a virtual session and a Zoom link and everything. So it's real. That makes it real.
Good.
But yeah.
We're getting the hook.
Yeah.
Wole, it's a 45-minute podcast, man.
He's like, no one wants to listen to this anymore.
Wole's done. He's done.
Yeah,
he's...
someone was supposed to come in with a donut. And
are you eating lunch?
That would have been our cue.
You guys are eating. All right, we really have to go. Okay, yeah. What time is it? It is 1:44. It's past lunchtime.
Yeah.
Listen, this has been great. Thank you for sitting down for this conversation. Shout out to Wole and Willow and Kylie,
mm-hmm.
And Matthew, who's out there. Somewhere. You better be in class.
In the void.
Matthew, you better be in class, man.
Yeah, to miss this.
I swear.
Didn't fly in for this.
This is the beginning of a bunch of live stuff that we'll be doing. I'm excited that we're lighting this back up again. It is awesome to interact with the community in this way.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see y'all on Zooms and everything all the time. And this is new. And so we're gonna keep doing this. This is a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at this. Maybe we'll have you come back and talk about squads and other stuff you're working on.
I'll come back if there's an ASMR version. That's the only thing I want.
You're really selling this ASMR.
I think people would want it. I think you should comment if you guys want an ASMR version of this.
Don't. Just email Jessica. We're not going to do it. Wole's not going to do that. We're not.
I'm open to it.
He already said it. There we go. He has the microphones and everything.
10 comments.
Yeah, 10 comments. We'll do it. Yeah, 10 comments. We're there. Next week.
We were doing so well. Thank you all for tuning in.
Yeah.
We'll be back with